Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this third and final hour, Wednesday, May 20th, 2026 edition. According to a new report from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, more than 1,000 Michigan firefighters who participated in a statewide study were found to have widespread exposure to the so-called forever chemicals, quote-unquote, known as PFAS. Many of the chemical concentrations detected in their blood were similar to or lower than levels found in the general U.S. population. However, the report released this month found that the department's PFAS in Firefighters of Michigan's surveillance project examined samples from 1,023 firefighters from 64 different municipal and airport fire departments between 2021 and 2023. Researchers tested for 39 different types of chemicals known as PFAS, chemicals commonly linked to the firefighting foam, waterproof protected gear, and other industrial products firefighters use. Researchers found PFAS compounds such as PFOS, PFOA, and PFHXS was in more than 95% of the firefighters they tested. Some of the compounds, including PFOS and a branch version of it, were found at slightly higher average concentrations than in the broader U.S. population, which was measured through a federal National Health and Nutrition Examination survey. At the same time, the study found Michigan firefighters generally had lower overall PFAS blood concentration than firefighters examined in similar studies across and elsewhere in the United States and internationally. Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian said in a statement, "Historically, firefighters have been at an increased risk of PFAS exposure due to the nature of their work. However, the findings in this report provide valuable insights into PFAS exposure among Michigan firefighters and help us to better understand the firefighters' exposures to PFAS. We're pleased to see that our Michigan firefighters have less PFAS in their blood compared to some other states and even some other countries." The report noted airport firefighters, however, had a significantly higher concentration than firefighters working at non-airport departments. Very simply, due to more frequent exposure to firefighting foams used in fuel fires. City firefighters also showed somewhat higher concentration than non-urban firefighters. Researchers collected drinking water samples from very selected fire stations, concluded station water supplies were not a significant source of the PFAS exposure of the firefighters. Instead, the report pointed directly to the firefighting foam, including the gear and even some of the station's dust, as being more likely contributors. The project was launched by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to better understand occupational exposure risk among firefighters and to help guide future safety recommendations. Firefighters participating in the study completed surveys, answering questions about their workplace habits, and provided blood samples for testing. In the end, the report emphasized that the study was not designed to determine whether firefighters would develop health problems tied directly to PFAS exposure. However, the findings will be used to help departments reduce future exposure risk, would include recommendations involving the use of PFAS containing firefighting foam, as well as cleaning their protective equipment and following decontamination procedures after a fire response. So, pretty interesting story. Appears that Michigan firefighters not as contaminated as other states and even other countries. Let's see. I got a chance to get this in. Yeah, I think I do. One of the races that is going to be very interesting in the November general election. No Senate district took up more conversation and time than the 35th state Senate district. Now questions are looking at the map itself. Should Midland, Bay City, and Saginaw counties be in the same district? Or should Midland County be its own district? According to discussions within the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission, who went back and forth until they came up with this competitive district in the Tri-Cities region. By the numbers, Saginaw and Bay counties each have 37% of the district. It makes up 74%. The third county, Midland, has 26%. Well, Christian McDonald Rivett won the city of Bay City with 61% of the vote, ended up taking the county with only 23 votes. She lost Midland with only 47% of the vote, but won the city of Midland. Well, newly elected Democrat Chedrick Green did Rivett one better. He ran up the score in his home, Saginaw County, because he was the fire chief for Saginaw, and basically won everything else as well. Well, you would think that Jason Tunney and the Republicans will spend more money in the general than they did in this special early May 5th elections. However, if these numbers don't change according to the layout of the district, maybe they won't. If that proves to be the case, Chedrick Green will win re-election in November to fill the full four-year seat coming starting in January. But it is something that the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission is taking a look at. Very interesting on that race. Let's see. No, I don't think I got time for that one. That one's too long. Let's move to this other short one. State revenues getting a slight bump up. However, the budget office claims that the projections for the upcoming budget still shows a $1.2 billion hole. Updated revenue numbers released on Friday show Michigan government's main funds are projected to be a little bit more flush than anticipated back in January. For the governor's office, this means a $1.2 billion budget hole still needs to be filled for this year's budget. The one they're working on this year for actually fiscal year 2027. But for the legislature, which passed a balanced budget a few weeks ago, the extra money adds to the year-end balance they're projecting. Well, the May Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference shows income tax revenues are up slightly, which means that $382 million more could be coming in for this fiscal year ending September 30th. And potentially $240 million more for fiscal year 2027, which starts on October 1st. Budget Director Jen Flood said there's still $1.2 billion gap that we need to be prepared for. Her numbers are based on the governor's executive budget that included $800 million in fee increase proposals that the legislative leaders have rejected so far. The budget office is also seeing $500 million more being needed for public health and child care costs, and $95 million more for the SNAP program due to the reductions coming from Washington. Well, the governor didn't bite when pressed on whether or not she's throwing in the towel on the proposed $800 million in tax hikes for fiscal year 2027. We're looking forward to coming up with a final balanced bipartisan budget, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which also will take $400 million from the rainy day fund, something that the House Republicans have already rejected in their budget. So, still a lot of negotiations going on. We'll continue to follow it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Well, Lansing is going to be shutting down tomorrow, last day to be in legislative session for next week. They're all going to be heading to Mackinac Island for the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce's annual conference. One of the things I think is pretty interesting is the process. The process that we are going to see happening in the budget as they head into the June 20th start of the August 4th primary early voting. Basically, a month from today, the ballots start going out to those people who have signed up absentee voting to get their ballots early. Well, when they come back into legislative session, it'll be down to basically 2 weeks before those ballots start going out. The question is going to be, are they going to get the budget done so that they can get out and start campaigning before July 1st? That will be the question. So we'll continue to follow that process. But again, taking off next week, I don't think they should be doing it, but they are. So very, very interesting. You're going to be hearing a commercial starting here on the radio station this July 4th. Celebrate America's 250th anniversary at the biggest party in mid-Michigan. 4th of July at the Liberty Mountain in Farwell, Michigan. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and even camp on site for the full weekend. Tickets starting at just $15. Children 12 and under are free. Don't miss this birthday party for America's 250th anniversary. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com. This is going to be a phenomenal party, and you guys need to be there. LibertyMountainUSA.com is the website for tickets, and the tickets are starting at just $15. Kids are 12 and under. Couple of bands playing. Other special guests will be there, and the finale will be Mark Farner's American Band. Former lead guitar vocalist for Grand Funk Railroad. Lots of classic hits. It's going to be a good time. And again, you can reserve a campsite to be able to spend the entire weekend there. It's Saturday, 4th of July. 4th at the Mountain. Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. So tell your friends about it. You can get your tickets online right now. Reserve them. Priceline is going to be offering a reduction depending on the number of tickets that sell. Very, very affordable, fantastic venue. You need to come and see it. 4th of July down in Farwell, Michigan, Clare County, mid-Michigan. So we're excited. We're going to start running those ads next week. We're getting them produced this weekend, and you'll be hearing it here on the radio station. 2 weeks later, July 18th, Antrim County Conservative Union's Fun Shoot Pig Roast. The governor candidates have been invited. Saturday, July 18th in Central Lake. If you text me pig, roast, or fun shoot, my phone will automatically reply with the website acconservatives.org. Great meal included. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to be smoking the pork. We're going to have all the fixings. It's going to be a great meal. And the governor candidates have been invited. Bring your firearms, your ammunition. The gun ranges will be open. If you want to sight in your deer rifle, 100-yard range is open. And for the kids, we have firearm training, safety training for them. They'll shoot a .22 handgun and a .22 long rifle and then be put in for a drawing to take a firearm home with them. John Palmer, Palmer Farms pig farmer in Onaway, brand new .22 rifle with some ammo. And Nick Wallace, J2 Constructions, has gone out and purchased from Tom and Karen Curtis a 20-gauge shotgun. So two lucky kids will be going home with their parents with firearms. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber.